This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. More help against the coronavirus pandemic could be on the way in the United States, the world's hardest hit country. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
And Drug Administration Advisory Panel has endorsed a second COVID-19 vaccine from Moderna and the National Institutes of Health.
The evidence that has been studied in great detail on this vaccine is highly outweighs any of the issues that we've seen.
Stanford's Dr. Haley Gams was among those voting to recommend the vaccine for emergency use approval after a day-long meeting where Moderna said the vaccine is 94% effective. The FDA itself is expected to quickly approve the shot, adding a badly needed second vaccine to the fight as soon as next week, with Moderna ready to ship millions of doses. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meantime, Vice President Mike Pence and his wife are set to receive their COVID-19 vaccines today. The snail's pace COVID-19 relief package could lead to a government shutdown in the U.S., AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
With no agreement yet on a new COVID-19 relief bill, a partial government shutdown is possible at midnight. That's because Senator John Thune, the Senate's number two Republican, says some Republicans might block a temporary funding bill to keep the pressure on the COVID relief talks. Although there's no final agreement, key elements of the relief package appear settled. The measure will include a second round of paycheck protection payments, $45 billion for airlines and transit systems, one-time direct payments of $600 to most individuals, and a $300 per week bonus federal jobless benefit. But with the talks dragging, lawmakers have been told to expect to be in session this weekend. Mike Gracia, Washington.
From Washington, this is